What is your anticipation?
Oh, man, this is the first game, man. Excited, my first real NFL game. And out here practicing each and every day with the team, getting better. And we just developing that brotherhood that I expected us to do. And we're doing it day by day, and it's great.
When Doug was first introduced as the head coach, he said he'd like to run it every single play. How would that be for you?
I'll be tired, I'll give you that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're bouncing the offense out. You know, we have great wide receivers, you know, Marquise. We have A-Rod, man. We have Hearn. So, O-line, they're doing a great job right now. Not going to say the O-line, but our coaches, too. You know, with the schemes we're developing against the Houston, you know, and you know their front line is tremendous. So, you know, I think we'll do a great job against them.
Leonard, what's your expectation for Sunday?
I mean, end of the day, just win. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what's the point spread or how we win, just win.
I mean, but for you, you expecting to start? You expecting to get? No, I
really don't know. I don't know at all. Just playing my role. You know, when coach need me, you know, and whatever he needs me to do, I'm there.
Last time you didn't start a game was your freshman year, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it's been a while.
I mean, like
but
I said,
it doesn't matter.
It don't matter to me, man. The biggest thing is for this organization to win. That's all.
Being what you've done for their community, do you expect a warm reception there?
I mean, I don't know. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, my heart does go out to the Houston people, man. You know, like I know how it feels to go through a hurricane. You know, I slept on a bridge when I was a kid. So my heart and my prayers goes out to them.
How distracting will it be, or will it be at all? You'll be there, maybe while the hurricane's coming here. How much will that be on your mind?
Man, nothing really, man. All my family's back at home. So, you know, I'm just praying for my little shoes I got at home and everything else that I got going on back at the house.
Leonard, you got a lot of attention after the first preseason game with your comment about how you felt like the NFL was kind of slow and it was going to be really easy. Any regrets about that, or was anything taken out of context?
Yeah. Trust me, it was taken out of context a lot, man. But like I say, just going to move forward from that, you know, I didn't mean it the way they put it, you know, so I just moved past that.
How's your conditioning, Leonard?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I had my injury and stuff, I was always running, you know, on the bike, doing things to stay in shape. You know, coach did a great job with the injury guys, just keeping them in shape and stuff.
It seemed like this preseason drug on and on and on, like this first week would never get here.
Yeah, it was long, man. You know, it was a long one. But like I said, we put the work in. You know, I'm confident the work we did, we put in as a unit. Coaches believe in us and know we could do it. And, the time is here now.
Isn't it a good thing, though, that maybe your head's not spinning like some rookies?
I don't know what you mean about that.
Well, I don't want to say the game's slow.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that to be taken that kind of. But I'm saying, like, some rookies, like, it's a lot for them to digest. The playbook and games and audibles and blitz pickup, all that stuff. But for you, it seems, and what we talked about, it seems like you've kind of, that all works for you without
your
head spinning around, you know.
Like I say, with those guys behind me, I have Corey, TJ, Chris, you know, my coach Wheatley. I mean, those guys did and still doing a great job with me, you know, helped me understand defenses, pick up blitz. You know, they're taking the time out. You know, sometimes Chris may call me, you know, to make sure I'm studying, or TJ or Corey might do it too. And, without those guys, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So without them, I wouldn't be here right now.
Any anxiety or butterflies on your part? No, none at all.
None at all.
Leonard, when you looked at the film of the Texans and that defensive front, is there anything in the back of your mind that compares to maybe the tape you saw at Alabama when you were a freshman as an LSU or a sophomore at LSU? Is it a similar feeling in any way?
I never had a feeling when we played against Alabama. You know what I mean? It's the same for these guys. At the end of the day, I mean, they're men like we're men. You know, anybody could get beaten any other day. You know, so I'm just going out to focus with my team, you know, doing what we have to do each and every day, you know, and from the day on forward, just keep on preparing for this team. You know, I know their defense is great, you know, from their linebackers, from their cornerbacks to their front guys. So our job is to stay focused, continue moving forward.
As a guy who has been around New Orleans, does a city that's gone through something like that, do they rally around the football team around?
Most definitely, man. I mean, most definitely in Houston, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, out of everything, you know, except the storm and stuff, I mean, they're looking forward to playing that game and coming to see the Houston play. So it's going to be a crazy one.
The fact that Coach Wheatley was essentially who you are, first-round running back, did that help? Did that help me with your transition, your adjustment at all?
Yeah, most definitely, because he understands, you know, as a rookie, a running back, you're not going to get everything off first hand. You know, it's going to take time. That's why he never pressured us to like force anything on me. To really, you got to get it now. You know it's going to take time, and I think he did a great job with that with me.